Another outside the box, always trying to be different. Today's topic is taxed for being different. That's right, some people are taxed simply for being so-called different. And one is different if they aren't white, male, able-bodied, and straight. It's a privilege tax, paid primarily by those who don't have that privilege. Women, people of color, LGBTQ people, people with disabilities as well. But all of society is poorer because of it. That's the conclusion from Vivian Ming, a researcher who's calculated how much people pay because they aren't Caucasian or male or straight. Unfortunately, says Ming, quote, "There is a tax, and we all pay it. This tax does not build bridges. It does not pave roads or pay for defense, but it is very real," end quote. Ming discovered this problem when she heard about Jose Zamora. Jose said he had sent out over 100 resumes for jobs with no response at all. But when Jose removed a letter from his first name and became Joe, he started getting responses from potential employers. Ming, as a transgendered person, has also experienced this tax as well, after transitioning from man to woman. Ming researched similar situations, including comparing thousands of software developers named Joe to those named Jose. For a Jose to get a promotion to senior software developer, that person needed a master's degree. But for Joe, no degree at all was required. Ming estimated that it would cost Jose somewhere between $500,000 and $1 million to get the same promotion as Joe, the cost of years of college education and lost income while in school. That's the tax, just for being different, in this case, having a Latin name and heritage. Ming estimated the cost to women of being a software engineer of $100,000 to $300,000 in the U.S. compared to men. That was based on women getting a master's degree compared to a man's bachelor's degree. Ming crunched more numbers and estimated that a gay man in the U.K. would be taxed about $54,000 just for being gay. And a woman in Hong Kong trying to break into the tech industry would be taxed about $800,000 to $1.5 million. So, when a woman or person of color or someone who is LGBTQ says, "I had to work twice as hard to succeed," there's certainly truth to that statement. It's no wonder so many people who are called different don't make the effort to compete. It's as if two people are running a race, with a straight white male in one starting block, and a female, or person of color, or LGBTQ person, or one with a disability, in a block much farther back. And that, of course, is a shame. It's hard to measure how many competent people never get hired for jobs where they would do an excellent job. It's a huge loss of human potential, not to mention the kind of hidden discrimination that must be undone. If this tax were actually levied, how much would you owe for being different? How has the privilege provided to straight white males affected you? I'm Larry Danziger, trying to get rid of this unwanted tax because we're still stuck with it.